Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. My name is Jeff Robson. Thanks for being here. Hope you're enjoying the show. I don't even think I told you off the top of the show that you can always give me a call here, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. If you want to drop us a line, I do love it when people do that. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here at the University of Manitoba. Also Jeff Robson. And, well, there's really just two shows coming up this week, but they're big ones, and they happen to be on the same damn night, and it's tearing me apart. I'd love to be at both. You know, when the first one was announced, I was all excited, but it's one of them big arena shows, and so it went on sale like a year ago or some stupid thing. And I was pretty excited, and then another show popped up, and it had me torn, so... I got a ticket for one that I think I really want to trade for a ticket to the other. So I'm going to play something from the great Chris Stapleton. He's won every award known to man for this record, and rightly so. It's a great record, and he'll be making his Winnipeg solo debut at the big arena on Wednesday night. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic show. Also along for the ride, Lindy Ortega. And if you want to go and you haven't got a ticket, let's work something out. Bargains can be had. And no, Eugene, I'm not selling it to you for $20. But I got a ticket in the party pit and go stand right at the front and be obnoxious and have a great time. So here's something from Chris Stapleton, maybe some Lindy Ortega, and we'll talk about that other show after that. Tell the band to go.
Stone on your love all the time.
There's Lindy Ortega with a song about my ticket for that concert coming up on Wednesday. I want you to want me. Either of you want to buy a ticket to see Lindy Ortega and Chris Stapleton on Wednesday?
It's coming Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I could hook you up.
So
we can make a deal.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sheesh. That's
yeah.
a good possibility, Lindy
yeah.
Stapleton.
Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
Yeah, you should
too
go.
Late. It might be too late for you.
No.
No.
It's spring break, right? Spring
no.
break is...
No.
Well, basically.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. This I mean, week is spring break.
Yeah, basically. Right?
Basically.
It's a week. This week, listen, I'm a teacher, okay? I know that this week, not much work getting done, right?
Yeah, I believe
everybody's going to be, even us teachers, we don't want to do work because we're already on spring break. So we don't, you know, we don't care about that. So just
Jeff
stay up late.
Listen to CDs in his classes.
Party.
All the students sit around listening to music.
Oh, no fair.
I know.
We have our own radio station.
Class. Nothing.
Yeah. Anyways, that was Lindy Ortega with I Want You from her album Tin Star, and Tennessee Whiskey from Chris Stapleton before that. They'll be at the Big Arena on Wednesday night. And if you want to buy a ticket, I could make you a deal. But more importantly, closer to my heart, Coming up this August, once again, is the Troat Forest Music Festival in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. How many years have you been doing this now? Like 11? Is this 11?
This will be my 11th festival, yes. My daughter will be turning 11, so that means it's 11 Troats as well.
Are you getting sick of it yet?
No. No, it actually...
Because I'll take over if you go down.
Yeah, not a chance, Jeff.
I got you covered.
You're not doing it. I will always let you have your little say every year.
I appreciate that advice from you.
You know,
it actually works out better for me this way because I don't have any responsibility and I get to have fun. And every once in a while, you book somebody that I like. So,
right.
I mean, all the time you book stuff. Every year, it's like everything I like there.
I think Oscar might be next in line.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got no shot, do I?
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This is now it's going to be like a royal hand down.
What are the dates? I know I should
August
have that.
11th to 13th.
So it's right at the end of festival season.
Yeah.
And it's just, for me, it's just the best way to end off the season. It is my most relaxing, peaceful weekend of the year by far. Because I go out there and really there's nothing to worry about at all. It's not a big site. You don't have to worry about being at one stage at a particular time. And if you do, it's probably about 25 steps that way. There's no stress involved.
No big
crowds. And the funny thing is, you never look stressed either. I've seen some crazy things happen out there. JP Ho's having a baby and, you know, weird people don't show up. And
lightning storm.
Fred Eaglesmith's there and, yeah, hurricanes and all this stuff. And you're always smiling.
Yeah, no, I've somehow managed to avoid that. I don't know, medication, I guess.
The only time you look stressed is when you actually have to play a set.
Right. Yeah. Well, I try not to do that as often.
Then you get mad at the artistic director for booking you at this festival. So you want to talk about what you got? You want to get to that?
Surely, yes, we can talk about that, eh, Oscar?
Yeah.
Why don't I go first? We can talk about some of the other stuff, and then you can maybe say something too.
Okay.
As the assistant. Yeah, so we've got, I think we have a really fun lineup. It's going to be...
Always.
It's going to be great. The Weber Brothers are coming back.
The baddest band in the land,
really,
they call themselves.
They're just like, and they're the nicest guys, the most amazing performers, and the best workshop band ever.
It's like them and the Sadies. You know,
right.
You can put them anywhere and they'll play with everybody.
Yeah. And they just kick right in with whoever they're playing with. And
yeah.
Sounds awesome. So... Yeah, and Ridley Bent's coming back. He's going to have a big eight-piece band.
Eight-piece band.
That's Oscar's buddy.
Man, you could be in the band.
Yeah, for sure. Tara Lightfoot coming for the first time. She's really great. I've seen her a couple times. Joey Landreth is bringing the trio, which is awesome. Michael Johnson, former Winnipegger.
Yes.
Johnston, thank you. Now lives in Toronto, but he made a record with this guy, King Creosote, from Scotland.
You're excited about the King Creosote?
One of Oscar and Hazel's favorites.
Really?
King Creosote.
Yeah.
We listen to
it. Man, you guys
got to
give me some tips. You got to tell me what album to look up. Because I know the guy's a big deal, but for me, it was like Michael Johnston. I love that guy.
Right.
He used to live here.
Wait,
I guess he spends a lot of his summer here because his wife's family's here.
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly. So he's going to come. We will. We'll send you a King Creosote record as well.
Yeah.
Because Michael was Canadian, he's just bringing his buddy.
Sweep the Scottish guy under the carpet.
Exactly. That's how we're going to get him in there. Or whatever. They're touring together anyway.
Yeah.
So, Jada Kelly.
Yeah.
Don't think she's ever been to Troat.
No.
Since I've been involved anyways. Our old buddy, Del Barber.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, it's nice
buddy.
To see him getting some work.
I know, for sure. He hasn't been at Troat for a long time. You know, he's got one of those, you know, he's got an agent that just waits for offers. So they don't go digging for him. JD and the Sunshine Band, one of our favorite local. Yeah, Oscar loves the JD and the Sunshine Band. The Fitzgeralds, which are...
I know nothing about that.
They're like a fiddling, old-time, step-dancing family.
Oh, yeah?
They're a family
like
of...
Like the Leahys or what?
Something like that, yes.
Okay.
They do the, you know, the tandem step-dancing. They're young and
right
super
on.
Fun. And so they're going to teach people how to step-dance as well in the family area, as well as do a set. The May Hemingways, I believe you may be familiar with them.
Currently my favorite band in the world,
I think.
I just listen to their record over and over and over again.
Great record.
They're actually going to be here on Wednesday as well at the Big West End Cultural Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Put them together.
I shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah.
Because you were interested in the...
Yeah. No, I just saw the May Hemingways for the first time last fall. It was like a Tuesday night in Winnipeg. And it was me and somebody else in the bar. And but they handled it really well, and they put on a great show anyway. So they got a booking out of that show.
I think I was. I not there?
I don't think you were there. It was just me and Kelly White at the time.
Really?
Yeah. We were. I think we were the only two patrons.
Why weren't they playing at my house?
I'm not sure.
Or was it a... I don't know.
Actually, you know what? There was another show going on that night, and so people might have been coming after.
Okay.
That might have been what it was. So there. Yeah, there might have been a Park Theater show. Or... Ryan Bolt.
Yeah.
Coming back. He's one of my favorite singers from Canada. I just love the guy.
He's been out there with the Deep Dark Woods before, now in solo mode.
Seems to be doing the solo thing.
Does he just come solo, or does he have another band?
He's coming solo.
Coming solo. Okay.
So, yeah.
Terrific.
And, all sorts of other stuff. Micah Ehrenberg, Electric Beavers, and how about one of Oscar's favorites, Adam's Wacky World.
Oh, yay! I've heard about this. What can you tell me about Adam's Wacky World? Because I know I'm looking forward to this. I've never seen this before. Describe the magic.
He's a magician. He sometimes
sings some songs.
Yeah, he sings songs. He does magic tricks, and there's one where like he has a stick in his hand, and then he shows it to everybody, and then like it just disappears.
Uh huh.
And then one time he did it to me. He was like, "Oh, Oscar, you have it in your ear," and I was like, "No, I don't." And he pulled it out of my ear.
Really?
Keep talking.
Yeah.
What else do you love about Trout Forest, Oscar? What else is your fun things to
do? Swimming.
Swimming. It's a great beach, isn't it?
funny
things. That's kind of funny.
That water's too cold for me, but I love watching you guys play in the water because, you know, I kind of get that experience through you.
But you don't get in?
I'm too much of a wimp to ever do it.
You don't ever? You've never gone in?
No.
Jeff!
I dabbled my toes in, and I was like, I'm not doing this.
I think we might have to force this issue next year.
I don't think it's happening.
When I find you, I'm just going to throw you in.
Exactly,
I'm a pretty
Oscar.
Big guy, Oscar.
Me and you. Me and you can take him, for sure. What else, Oscar? What else do they got going on? They got like a treasure hunt sometimes.
Oh yeah, the Marvel treasure hunt.
They got a big
playing manhunt.
Yeah, TP Joe is coming back.
TP Joe,
he's coming back.
Oh, that's cool.
Big TP out there, and he's going to do something else too. He's going to do a. Can't remember what he said, but he's going to do some sort of interactive thing with the kids. But anyways, I think it's Oscar and Hazel's favorite place as well. It's not only Mom and Dad's favorite place in the world. It's Oscar and Hazel's favorite
place. It's great for kids because you guys can just kind of run around and do whatever you want. Hey, you can't really get lost. You can't really get in too much trouble. As long as you stay away from the water when you're not supervised, then you're good.
We see them like Friday at around 4 in the afternoon, and then we pick them up on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. That's like the next time we see them. So not quite, but...
Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah,
so there will be, I'm sure it's going to be lots of fun. And you'll be there? You're going to come out and do some hosting for us?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Awesome.
Anybody who wants to hear me talk and just say the word. Yeah. I'll just be there. Yeah, there's all kinds of other good stuff. Quentin Blair is going to be there. Matt Patterchuk, who I quite like.
Yeah.
Richard Inman. Tracy Kay. Mm-hmm. And are there other more surprises to come? Are there holes that haven't
been
filled?
Hopefully there's one or two more. It might be done, but if I can get one or two more approved, then we'll do it.
All right.
Yeah.
If you need any suggestions, you just let me know.
I'll do that.
How do you start?
You know,
do you have certain holes that you got to fill first? Is it just like whatever comes up? Yeah, I like you. I think I can fit you in. And then some of that, and then you look at...
Some are waiting. Yeah, some of them I've been, you know, wanting to book for years, and it just didn't happen. It wasn't quite there. So some of it is just they are touring again, and I really should give them a shot. Some people deserve the shot. So it all comes down to touring acts. It's probably, as long as they're touring a lot, you have a a reasonable shot at getting in. But then it's headliners, too, or not headliners, but those, I got to fill those big slots first, like the
Rock and show on Saturday night.
Exactly. Yeah. The Weber Brothers and Ridley Bent and, you know, that Fitzgerald's, I think, will be a really family friendly main stage act. And so those are the things I try to do first. And then everything else is just people. And this is probably goes out to lots of the people that have been applying for years, too. If you've been applying for years and years, then you might very well be next on the list. But if you're not touring, then it's very tough. You know, like we're Trout Forest and all small festivals probably are like this. You kind of get funded to help promote acts that are releasing CDs and are beating their way across the country and all that.
Right.
So if we don't hire those acts, we don't get as much funding. So
we really,
it's not only you hire touring acts because they're usually tighter, but also
it's a bit of a catch 22 though. Yeah. I mean, you want to get a festival to start a tour going, but if you're not already on a tour, then you can't get the festival.
You got to go starve for a few tours first without any festival work. You got to be prepared to do that. Right, Oscar?
You're the boss's kid. You don't have to starve. I've seen you eating backstage. I know you're eating well. Yeah. You're not starving.
They do okay. And well, now that they're doing merch for the Leaf Rapids tours, they're, you know, they're making some money too.
Yeah, like
you get paid for that
1 cent every 13 hours.
Well, nobody buys CDs anymore, so you can't really, except me.
You guys usually come back short on the money anyways. Check out the inventory. It's like 12 CDs gone, but it's only $40 in the hat.
A pretty girl came by. He had to have an icebreaker.
He had a big ice bag of candy.
Do you know what the price of the Trout Forest Music Festival is going to be this year? Or
I think they'll be the same. Like it was $70 a weekend.
That's crazy.
It really is, isn't it? It's just like it's nothing compared to what you get out there.
It really is. You know, there's so many festivals that are, you know, two and three times that price that, for me, aren't as enjoyable. And, you know, the thing about the festival is you don't have the huge names, right? But somehow every, you know, at the huge name festivals, you see the huge name play once for 45 minutes or an hour on the main stage, and that's it. Here, every hour, there's somebody great playing. That's going to knock you out. There's no downtime.
And it's nice that you can just kind of walk around and right up to the stage in almost all cases. And
as we always love to say, you can swim in the lake and listen to main stage. You can watch main stage at the same time. That's just, that's insane.
You can sit on the dock and then watch music.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome, eh, Oscar?
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah. All right. So when did, like, tickets aren't on sale now, right?
No, not usually till June. And then it's, I think they usually go on sale in June sometime. And then it'll be early bird until the middle of July.
Right.
So, and then after that.
Yeah, it's cheap like borscht, and it's a good time. You can camp or not camp. It's kind of up to you. The camping is, and I usually do this when I say camping, because it's not a real campground. It's just kind of like, so you don't have to stress about bringing all your stuff. I don't have any stuff, so I was stressed about camping because I don't camp. But it was just so easy because everybody around you has what you need, and there's food right there, and there's showers right there. And so
it's a stress-free camping
experience. Or you can go and stay with us at the motel.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, we kind of got we got wimpy a couple of years ago.
Once
we got wimpy, we kind of went, yeah, that's enough. Yeah. We're not going back.
Yeah.
So have a good time over there, but yeah, we'll see you at the motel.
If you need anything. There's a motel.
There is a motel in your balls. I know.
Uh-oh.
You don't want that. That would be boring.
Yeah,
it'd be terrible. Yeah.
Campground's way more fun.
Well, yeah, but I just want to see inside.
We'll take a look sometime.
Come on over.
The one star.
We'll have an after party at our place.
Yeah. I want to have an after party.
All right. Speaking of, do you want to play some music or do you want to talk some more?
No, music.
Talk some more.
Let's talk some music.
What do you want to talk about? Let's talk.
Hockey.
No, we're going to play some music for Trout Forest.
Music's boring. What about hockey?
Sidney Crosby won the Stanley Cup last year. Well, yeah.
All by himself?
No, with his team.
Oh. You guys just went to see the Penguins, right?
Yeah.
Not that long ago?
7-4 for the Penguins.
I bet you didn't mind that at all.
No. I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Any other books or anything coming out of the household? Is Hazel working away on a book?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Her writing career has stalled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got
writer's block.
She quit.
She peaked at that one story, and then that was it?
And then she doesn't want to do anything. Oh.
What's your thing? Because you were the illustrator of that fine book. Maybe you could just put out a picture book. Maybe you could, you know what you could do? You could draw illustrations for some Leaf Rapids songs and then sell yourself.
Actually, he did make a Leaf Rapids
Leaf
video.
Rapids coloring book or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For one of the songs on the last record, Oscar, all of his photos, we made a video out of them. Did a great job.
What's up with Leaf Rapids? Is there any new music coming out?
We hope so. Yeah, we're going to record this summer and fall, I think, is the plan. We just got some funding for it, so it's time to make another record. We have a couple festivals this summer. We didn't really go looking for many. These are just kind of ones that were there. We're going to play the North Country Fair in Alberta.
Oh, that's a fun one, yeah.
Yeah, Northern Alberta. And then Brandon Folk Fest, which is
amazing. That's crazy. Richard Thompson and Greg Brown.
Like, unbelievable.
And you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and
insane.
And a few others.
Well, yeah, there's others, but that's
That'll
enough.
Really nice place to see those two guys. Again, a nice intimate little festival. You'll sit wherever you want.
Absolutely. And do you have any shows coming up locally or anything?
No, I don't believe we do. We just had one. We just played the Make Poverty History fundraiser for those folks just last few nights ago.
Yeah.
And we played, Festival de Voyageur, I think, was our last one for a while. I don't think we do have any.
All right, well, keep us posted.
Will do.
All right, I was going to start off with the May Hemingways just because I love them and because they're coming this week. But
these guys.
Any favorites that you guys collectively have out of any of these artists, you just let me know and we'll add them to the playlist.
Right on.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, here, I'll play you this one off their latest 100 Street Blues, and it's a song about bums. You like songs about bums?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the oldest home bum from the Mayhem Anyways. They're here this Wednesday at the West End and at the Trout Forest Music Festival in August.
You. gather star shoots clean across the sky over my head. I keep thinking about the last thing that you said. And I wonder if you see the sky wherever you are. Are you sleeping now? Do I ever cross your mind? Are you sleeping now? Do I cross your mind? At the altar on a snowy New Year's Day. It's been years now, I still say your name. And in my mind you were the one left standing on your own. But you kept our friends and they won't come my way. Yeah, you kept our friends, they won't come. Do you miss me? Whiskey. Late at night, she's fast asleep. I stay up just to stay, thinking back to all the things we shared. Truth be told, you broke my heart a little bit each day. I still need you, baby, I just want you back. Do you miss me, whiskey, like I miss you, just like I do? Do you miss me, whiskey? It's not your fault, blame it on your dad, so you can feel alright about feeling bad. I won't lie awake counting sheep. Instead I count all the promises you made that you couldn't keep. Miss me. Like I miss you, like I do. Do you miss me?
Yeah.
horse town. I got nothing in the coffers. Gophers and hoppers. The wind ain't the only thing that blows. When you're tired of living, living with a long way to go. Well, I've been doing kind of fine with my app. Kinda tired of playing passive poker. It's a game where the aces never show. Can't afford the fee, the fuel, or the seat. There comes a time when you either raise or fold. When you're tired of living, living with a long way to go. $1 million pulling oil from the ground. Tired of the long shower, waiting for the bottle drive, living in this half horse town. Well, I'll see you later, neighbor. I ain't looking good on paper. That's the only thing that I can seem to grow. And I'm tired of living, living with a long way to go. Tired of living, living.
There's our pal Barbarino from Prairieography, living with a long way to go. You can catch him at the Trout Forest Music Festival this summer. As can you catch Tara Lightfoot, who we heard in there before that with No Hurry. That's from her new live record. We heard Joey Landreth in there from his new record, Whiskey. And the May Hemingways in there, who you can catch if you have a ticket this Wednesday at the West End Cultural Center. Or head on over to the Trout Forest Music Festival in August. Always a great time. My favorite weekend of the summer. And hopefully we'll see some of you there. And hopefully we'll see some of you on Wednesday. At one of those shows. Stay tuned. Punks and Park. No, that's on Thursdays. What show is yours called again? What are you talking about today? Hello?
Gopher Cafe.
What? Yeah. No, what's your topic today? I forgot to ask.
The sun.
The sun? It's not a very sunny day. You'd think you could at least plan it for a sunny day.
Well, our goal is it will be a sunny day.
Oh, I see. You're gonna chase away the clouds because you're that good. All right, stay tuned for that on What's an Air of Waxy Starkle. Comfort Cafe, I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, still about the radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., tell the band to go home. Please stay tuned.